What has more letters than the alphabet?
I don't know. What?
The post office.
Oh. It's time for the children's hour. Kids Public Radio.
Get down to the post office and send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail.
Snail mail.
If you send a little letter,
snail mail.
Make it feel better,
snail mail.
Do a little doodle,
snail mail.
Direct from you.
Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail.
Snail mail.
Might take a little longer to get to me.
Snail mail.
Then I know how much you mean to me.
Snail mail.
Might take a little longer to get to me.
Snail mail.
Slower than email, but once you get it, you can read it by candlelight. It might be the wave of the future, or well, you never know, it just might. It might be slower than email, but once you get it, you can read it by candlelight. It might be slower than email, but once you get it, you can read it by candlelight. It might be the wave of the future, or well, you never know, it just might. It might be slower than email, but once you get it, you can read it by candlelight. It might be the wave of the future, or will you never know, you never know, you just
get down to the post office and send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail. Get down to the post office, send me some snail mail.
That's Dean Jones right here on the Children's Hour with Snail Mail. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm happy to be with you today on the show. And I've got a whole lot of kids here. They're on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. And who do we have with us?
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, I'm Lucas.
Hello, it's Melissa.
Hello, it's Zen.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hey, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Rhea.
Hi, it's Lucy.
I'm so glad you're here today for the Children's Hour because we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics of all time, the post office. Does everybody love the post office? It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
You can send things.
I think it's in a pretty cool place.
I think it's pretty cool. I love the stamps they have. There's so many cool ones. I've seen dinosaur stamps that are kind of 3D. They look like they're moving and metallic maybe a little bit. I've seen them as Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, great. Does it have lips?
No, I didn't see lips.
Didn't take the time to count the foramina on the jaw.
They're imperfect dinosaurs, but they are dinosaurs, and there's a lot of great stamps that you can get at the post office.
I love those stamps. They're popsicles, and they're scratch and sniff. And also, there's some moon ones that glow in the dark.
You can even get your passport renewed at the post office at some of them. We give a lot of responsibility to the people who work for the post office. And so today we're going to learn more about how the post office works. We're going to be meeting with the president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 380, based right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to be talking with Ken Fajardo, and he's been a postal worker for decades. We'll learn how the whole system works and so much more. We're going to learn about stamp collecting and how the post office has something to do with elections. It's all connected, and it's really part of our civics education here on the Children's Hour. We're also going to hear from our puzzle master, Rhea Joshi, and there's a lot more coming up. You're tuned to the Children's Hour. This one is Cap'n Ben from Songs from the Sea.
Oh, yeah. It's good to stay in touch with friends and family. Come on, let me give you a clue. Grab a pen, grab some paper, tell your phone, see you later. Right now, we're gonna kick it old school.
Okay.
It ain't too hard, just give it a try, and you'll find out pretty quick that it takes a little while, but it always brings a smile, and it goes a little something like this.
Write it down.
Mail a letter to your friend, say, how you doing?
Write it down.
Mail a letter to your friend, say, here's what's new.
Write it down.
Mail a letter to your friend, say, I'm thinking of you.
Write it.
Gonna write a letter, gonna write it with love. Pop it in an envelope and seal it up. This ain't a phone call, I'm not sending a text. I'm writing real mail, cause that's the best. Now on the front, the middle, you write the address. And write your own info on the top left. Now one more step and your words will take flight. You gotta stick a stamp up on the top right. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. USPS, US Mail, you and me, we on the trail. Like the Pony Express, we gonna mail this letter. Send some love and make someone's day better. A birthday?
Mail it.
Get well soon?
Mail it.
Every time I get a present, you know I write a thank you. Pen pals?
Mail it.
Thanksgiving?
Mail it.
An invite to a party? Come on, you guys are coming too! Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. Drop it in the mail, drop it in the mail. All right, everybody, it's time to show your best moves.
Moves?
Yeah, we're talking about your mail moves.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
You get out your pen, you get out your paper. If there's two pages, you get out your stapler. Write something nice, feel the groove, send it to a friend, and that's the mail moves. Get out your pen, get out your paper. If there's two pages, you get out your stapler. Write something nice, feel the groove, send it to a friend, and that's the mail moves. Right.
Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone. I'm really happy to be here today with someone who helps people every day. That's what he does. He's a postal worker, and his name is Ken Fajardo. He's the president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 380, which is located right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the Children's Hour is. Ken Fajardo, welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Let's go over to Isaac.
After you put your letter in the mailbox and then the postal worker takes it away, what happens to it?
Well, it'll come down to the what's called the processing and distribution center. And from there, they put it onto what's called the Barney. It's a big machine that separates the machinable mail from the non-machinable and at different classifications of mail. For example, letters or large envelopes. From there, it goes to the canceling machine, and it'll put a cancellation on the stamp that you put on. And I don't know if you've noticed, but it has the date and it has the location of where it's canceled. From there, it goes to the letter sorting machines. And these are machines that process 35,000 pieces of mail an hour. And we currently have 15 here in Albuquerque. So that gives you an idea of how much mail that's actually run here on a daily basis. After we process it on the letter sorting machines, it's dispatched, put onto the trucks that take it to the stations, drops it off at the stations, the carriers take it from there, and then they deliver it. Depending where it's going, they'll either put it on a truck or they'll put on a jet, and it'll fly it to the destination or drive it to the destination. The carriers take it from there, and then they deliver it.
That's a lot of mail. You must have a lot of sorting going on.
There is a lot of sorting, but with today's technology, these are very high-tech machines. And these are machines that read the address, spray the barcode on, and then sort it accordingly. The way the machines are set up, the first pass, the first run will be a rough sortation. And then you'll do a second pass or a second run, and it'll sort the mail, what's called a sequence. And it's basically set up for the carrier to go from one house to the next. The letters are set up, are sorted that way. So they don't have to spend time sorting, hand sorting the mail. It's already sorted. They just pick up the tray, put it in their vehicle, and start delivering the mail.
How do you become a postal worker?
You go to USPS.com and go to careers, and then put in an application to become a postal employee. Initially, you'll start out as a temp, but there is an avenue through the temporary appointment to eventually become career.
Who owns the post office? Is it a private company or is it a government agency?
The United States Postal Service is a government agency, but we're not funded by taxpayers. We're self-supported. Taxpayers do not provide us monies to run the agency. We make our money from stamps, from the services we provide, and we're self-sufficient. What's required by statute is that we break even. And normally we're able to, but there's a lot of demands placed on the Postal Service right now, which we're not able to achieve that at this point.
We're talking with Ken Fajardo. He's the president of the American Postal Workers Union Local 380, located here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're learning about the post office, and we have a lot more questions for Mr. Fajardo. But first, this is Brady Reimer from a CD called Keep the Hope Machine Running, Songs of Woody Guthrie, right here on the Children's Hour.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself in glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna tie me up with red string. I'm gonna tie blue ribbons too. Climb up high into your mailbox. I'm gonna mail myself to you. Now when you find me in your mailbox, you cut the string and let me out. Wash that glue off of my fingers. Stick some bubble gum in my mouth. I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself in glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself. Tuck me into a nice warm bed. I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself in glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself.
Envelope, Eddie, 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 envelope, Eddie, 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 envelope, won't you put a stamp on me? Two in the middle, and class stamp all the way to the right. Two in the middle and from on the top. Left first class stamp all the way to the right. Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Won't you put a stamp on me? Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Won't you put a stamp on me? Two in the middle and from on the top. Left first class stamp all the way to the right. Two in the middle and from on the top. Left first class stamp all the way to the right. Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Won't you put a stamp on me? Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Eddie, 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 envelope. Won't you put a stamp on me? A birthday card or a telephone bill. Hide inside until you will. Open it up and then you'll see what's inside, Eddie. First stop, New York, all the way to San Fran. A thank you letter to your Uncle Stan. Mailman Mike and Eddie envelope. Even though overseas, Eddie, Eddie. Eddie envelope, Eddie, 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 Eddie envelope, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie envelope, won't you put a stamp on me? Eddie, Eddie, Eddie envelope, Eddie, 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 Eddie envelope, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie envelope, won't you put a stamp on me? Come and dance along with me. Eddie, hey Eddie envelope. Won't you come and dance along with me? Eddie, hey Eddie envelope. Won't you come and dance along with me? Eddie, hey Eddie envelope. Won't you come and dance along with me? Come and dance along with me. Eddie, hey Eddie envelope. Won't you come and dance along with me? Eddie, hey Eddie envelope. Won't you come and dance along with me? Eddie, hey Eddie envelope. Won't you come and dance along with me?
Heard the Wannabes from a release called Work Together with a song called Put a Stamp on Me. Before that, Brady Reimer. That was Mail Myself to You. In the background, it's Secret Agent 23 Skidoo with Mardi Gras. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today, we're thinking about the post office. It's one of those places that's everywhere. Every town, all over the world, has some kind of postal service. And in the United States, we call it the United States Post Office. We're joined by a postal worker and union president, Ken Fajardo, here out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We'll be back with Ken in a little bit. We're going to learn more about the post office, and we're going to learn about something called stamp collecting, which is something people do. We're also going to find out about how the United States Post Office is involved in our elections, because many, many people vote by mail. There's a lot more to learn. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum of International Folk Art in Santa Fe, New Mexico celebrates cultural heritage from across the world. Plan your visit at moifa.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com.